I'm Bobby Conner for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that about 1.5 million people in the United States have rheumatoid arthritis. To talk about this chronic inflammatory disorder is Dr. Jim Oates, Associate Professor and Associate Director of the Division of Rheumatology at MUSC. Dr. Oates, what causes rheumatoid arthritis?
This isn't entirely understood, but we believe it's a combination of genetic and environmental risk factors. So we see it more frequently running in families, but an individual could have a twin that has rheumatoid and may not get it. So clearly there's a combination of genes and environment.
And what about the environment? Are there triggers that are predictable for someone who is more predisposed to have rheumatoid arthritis?
So it's not been tested, but we know that smoking greatly increases the risk of getting rheumatoid arthritis. So that may be one of the triggers in the environment.
And what about prevention? Is there anything that we can do as individuals to prevent rheumatoid arthritis?
That's even less well understood, but I tell all my patients, regardless of what chronic inflammatory condition they have, that healthy eating and living is important. So an anti-inflammatory diet like the Mediterranean diet would be important, although this has not been tested.
And what's the significance of that Mediterranean diet?
It's low in animal and trans fats and high in fruits and vegetables, olive oil, and fish oil. And these actually have anti-inflammatory properties compared to the typical Western diet.
Let's talk about the goal of treatment then for patients who actually have rheumatoid arthritis.
So the overall goal for a provider-patient relationship is to increase function and reduce pain, reduce damage, and minimize side effects from the medications. And this requires a close interaction between the provider and the patient with good communication.
And tell us about the activity level. I mean, you mentioned that you want to increase function. What does that really mean day to day for someone in the beginning, perhaps, and moving forward with rheumatoid arthritis?
It's much more difficult in the beginning while we're trying to get a handle on the disease. But chronic management of rheumatoid arthritis, it has been shown that low-impact aerobic activity actually reduces disease activity and improves function. So a typical regimen might be walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
And what about current treatments for rheumatoid arthritis? Are there new treatments? Is it something tried and true that has been used for many years?
There's a combination. There are medications that have been around since just after World War II that are tried and true and work very well, either alone or in combination. And there are newer therapies that are injectable or infusible that work quite well. The combination of traditional therapies and these newer biologic therapies seem to do a good job of preventing destruction in the cartilage and the bone.
And are these therapies typically tailored to the individual? In other words, there's mixed results from patient to patient?
That's an important question because our therapy is very much tailored to the individual. We never can tell who's going to respond to what drug and what side effects they might have, so it may involve some trial and error. That's why they call it the practice of medicine.
Dr. Oates, thank you so much for providing this update about rheumatoid arthritis.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me talk on this topic.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Conner for South Carolina Public Radio.